Peter Johnson is founder of a group called Dallas Common, and he guesses he's taken more than 20,000 guns off the streets in the last 30 years. Gun buybacks are sometimes criticized as merely symbolic, but Johnson believes they can make a difference.
The gun buybacks that I've done does not solve the problem of the proliferation of guns in our society, but my guarantee, if I buy a gun off the street, Byron takes it and melts the barrel in the breech so it will never, never, never shoot again. And it will never, never injure anybody or kill anybody.
Byron is metal sculptor and welding instructor Byron Zarabi. For the past 6 years, he's been turning the buyback guns into pieces of art. One of his works is called Urban Harvest. It's a big basket of guns and ammo.
I had to build the basket out of steel. It looks like those bushel baskets you collect apples in. And then put the guns in there, and they individually had to be painted and welded and retouched.
He's also taken automatic rifles and made them the arms of an old-fashioned plow. The sculptures travel to churches and public meetings. Some have gone to city and county leaders supportive of gun buybacks. A few years back, Peter Johnson sent a couple to the U.S. Conference of Mayors.
The New York City wanted to buy some of my guns when Laura Miller was mayor. I want them to stay here in Texas. Because this is not really about money.
What it is about is sparking debate, like the piece that got artist Zarabi talking with his son and his elementary school pals.
They were all looking at it, and they were like, wow, this is so cool. And I had to tell them, it's not cool. That's the whole point of the sculpture. That's what really worries me, is this sense that our youngsters are thinking that this is a cool thing, you know. It's a cultural problem.
Zarabi is mulling over his next project, what to do with a box of disabled automatic rifles and shotguns from a gun buyback in DeSoto.
Especially with the recent events. I like them to be something functional, maybe a park bench, you know. You know, something that's used and seen every day.
The artist hopes it will be a reminder of what he calls the dangerous arms race in cities across the U.S. He says he's not anti-gun. He's a hunter, went to military school, and qualified as a sharpshooter. But he says the guns out on the streets are out of hand. That gets an amen from Peter Johnson.
Our propensity for guns and violence is a dark, dark cloud over our head. I've got friends in this city right now, they're riding around with an automatic machine gun in the trunk of their cars. Why would you need that in the trunk of your car? Who are we afraid of? Who are these guns to kill each other?
Exactly the questions Byron Zarabi wants to raise with his art. B.J. Austin, KERE News.